Lake Charles.
Welcome to Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, live at Lake Charles, online at KRVS.org. Tonight's theme, maybe some blues covers that made rock people famous.
We'll be right back.
streets looking good. And baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right. Never heal me when I cry. Then when I cry all the time, but each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain. But when you hold me in your arms, I'm singing once again. I said, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
Piece of My Heart by Janis Joplin. That was originally to Mark Herman Franklin. His big brother in the holding company, James Gurley, on guitar, one of the founders of psychedelic guitar. Before that, the Allman Brothers with Statesboro Blues from Brian Willie McTell originally did that. Is playing Dwayne Allman's playing a 1950s Fender Telecaster. He's seen live on stage playing that in 1968 on the first renditions of this song. He later switched to a 61 Gibson Les Paul SG. He used no more than 11 amps in his career, so we're not going to go over all those right now. Before that, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with their Red Hot, which is originally a Robert Johnson tune. John Anthony Frugasanti on guitar on that one. He's playing an early 60s Fender Strat, unlike his interview. He also plays a Fender Jaguar on that album, Blood Sugar Sex Magic. He plays a Boss CE1 chorus ensemble, a DOD FX-65 stereo chorus, an Electromonics Big Muff. Sometimes uses an Ibanez WH-10. Next up, I'm going to play some tunes by Led Zeppelin that are covers.
We'll be right back. with you, babe. So I'm gonna put you down for a while. I said I can't quit you, babe. I guess I got to put you down for a while.
Thank you. You shook me all night long.
Zeppelin, Which You Shook Me, which was originally recorded by Muddy Waters. Before that, I Couldn't Catch You Baby by Led Zeppelin, originally recorded by Otis Rush. Both of those were written by Willie Dixon. And before that, When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin, which was Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie. Jimmy Page is playing a 1959 Les Paul on the first two tracks that we heard, which were from Led Zeppelin 1. He purchased that from Joe Walsh in April 1969 for about £500. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. You can hear lots of blues recordings that we've been hearing on this program by the original authors on the Blues Box, just Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on KRVS 88.7 FM. You can visit us online at KRVS.org and see playlists, podcasts, and early recordings of this. Next up, we're going to hear some Foghat. Love to you. Shadows of Beatles with Kansas City. That was originally written by Little Willie Littlefield, 1952. Most people think the original is Wilbert Harrison's 1959 version, but it is not. Before that, we heard The Doors, Backdoor Man, which was originally a Howlin' Wolf tone. That was Robbie Krieger on guitar. He uses a Gibson SG Standard that he picked up in a pawn shop after seeing Chuck Berry playing one. He couldn't live without it. Before that, The Rolling Stones' Time Was on My Side. It's originally by Kai Wingdom. It was written by Jerry Ragavoy. Keith Richards was using the 1960s Harmony Meter H70 early on those recordings. Next up, we're going to switch it up to some Blues Brothers.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
was Three Dog Night, Black and White, originally done by Greyhound, written by David Arkin and Earl Robbins in 1954 in response to the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision that outlawed racial segregation in public schools. As Michael Alsop on guitar, he's still playing. Joe Cherney was on bass with a Bruce amplifier on that one. Before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe. That was originally performed by The Leaves. I'm not going to talk about Jimmy's amplifiers. We talked about that so many times here, but once again, he's ranked number one, greatest guitar player of all time. Before that, we heard the Blues Brothers' Sweet Home Chicago. That was originally a Robert Johnson tune. That was a Steve Cropper of Stax Records, House Band, and Booker T and the MGs, who also backed Otis Redding on that album. Steve used a late 50s Telecaster and a Fender Harford amplifier. And of course, also on the Blues Brothers band, Mac Guitar Murphy is an awesome guitar player on his own. He has a Delaney signature guitar out. You've been listening to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at KRVS.org. You can check out podcast playlists, other programs. Particularly, you might want to check out the Blues Box every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 4 hours of blues. It goes over some of the originals that we've heard in this program and so much more. It's a great, great program to check out. Next up, I'm going to take off with a little Otis Redding.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.